This is Akashvani. The news read by Kiran Jha. India has expelled six Canadian diplomats, including Acting High Commissioner Stuart Ross Willer, Deputy High Commissioner Patrick Herbert, First Secretaries Marie Catherine Jolly, Landros David Tritus, Adam James Chupika and Paula Orjuela have also been expelled. They have been asked to leave India by or before 19th of October. India has withdrawn its High Commissioner in Canada and other targeted diplomats and officials, saying it has no faith in the current Canadian government's commitment to ensure their security. In related development, the Canadian charge the affairs was summoned by Secretary East in MEA last evening in New Delhi. He was informed that the baseless targeting of the Indian High Commissioner and other diplomats and officials in Canada is completely unacceptable. It was underlined that in an atmosphere of extremism and violence, the Trudeau government's actions endangered their safety. It was also conveyed that India reserves the right to take further steps in response to the Trudeau government's support for extremism, violence and separatism against India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the International Telecommunication Union ITU World Telecommunications Standardization Assembly WTSA 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the 8th edition of India Mobile Congress 2024 during the program. WTSA is the governing conference for the standardization work of International Telecommunication Union, the United Nations Agency for Digital Technologies, organizes every 4 years. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will embark on a two-day visit to Islamabad today to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit. The External Affairs Minister had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. This will be the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighbouring nation in 9 years. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar inaugurated the e-migrate V2.0 web portal and mobile app in New Delhi yesterday. It promotes safe and legal mobility channels for Indian migrants. Addressing the inaugural event, Dr. Jaishankar asserted that the launch of portal aligned with Goal 10 of the 2020-2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development Goals. The External Affairs Minister highlighted that in the last few years, passport issuance has almost doubled. He said his ministry has leveraged the use of technology to enhance the efficiency of the e-migrate portal. A total of 38 companies have applied for production-linked incentive PLI scheme for white goods comprising ACs and LEDs lights in third round of application window, which remained open from 15th of July to 12th of this month. Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that major global and domestic companies committed investments worth 4,121 crore rupees. The applicants include 8 existing beneficiaries of PLI scheme and 30 new applicants proposing to manufacture varieties of critical components of ACs and LEDs lights across India. It added that 43% of new applicants are in the MSME sector. The meeting of Joint Committee of Parliament to discuss the Work Appointment Bill 2024 were held in New Delhi yesterday, and however some opposition MPs boycotted the meeting, alleging that the panel did not function as per rules. Opposition MPs like Gaurav Gogoi and Imran Masood of Congress, Arvind Sawant of Shiv Sena, UBT, A. Raja of DMK, Asaduddin Awaisi of AIMIM, Samajwadi Party's Moi Bullah and AAP Sanjay Singh staged a walkout and expressed strong sentiments against its proceedings. The opposition MPs have decided to approach Lok Sabha Speaker and express their concern over the Waqf Bill. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand defeated Pakistan by 54 runs at Dubai International Cricket Stadium to become the second team from Group A to advance to the semi-finals. Electing to bat first, New Zealand set a target of 111 runs before Pakistan, and New Zealand scored 110 for 6 in 20 overs. And that was the end of the news bulletin.